This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Everything you're about to hear is for education and entertainment purposes only. Whilst we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any advice is general advice. Equity Mates operates under Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is useful.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast where we explore what's possible in the world of investing. My name is Bryce, and if you've just joined us for the first time, a huge welcome. Today, we are doing an industry deep dive on sports betting. To chat through it, as always, is my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this. Industry deep dives was something we used to do quite regularly, and then for whatever reason, we stopped doing them. But in the Equity Mates community survey at the start of the year, there was an overwhelming call to bring them back.
Yes.
And so we're going to do them more regularly. And we're starting with an industry that has only been created in our the time we've been doing Equity Mates.
What?
Yeah.
Sports bet.
Well, hold on. Let's get to it. I was going to do a big build up there.
I've already said it's sports betting.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wasn't listening. Yeah. Well, I mean, in the US, because we're really focusing on the US today, it was only legalized in 2018. So yeah,
globally, though, it's been.
Yeah, but we're really focusing on the US.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was so much hype about it. And it was, you know, the world's biggest market is legalizing. All these Aussie companies, all these European companies were trying to, you know, stake their claim. There was so much excitement. And then we sort of, you don't hear a lot about it unless you really kept your finger on the pulse. A lot of that excitement faded. And so we thought it would be interesting to check in and see what's happened here. And I think whether or not you're interested in the specific industry, sports betting, and whether or not you would invest in it for, you know, ethical reasons, there is a broad and important investing lesson here. And it is that a rising tide does not lift all boats. And we'll get into it. But I think there's a lot of other investing thematics where there's a, like a general thesis that a rising tide is going to lift all boats in the industry. The classic example being AI. Anything AI adjacent, or, you know, anything adjacent to supporting AI, you know, data centers and stuff like that. There's just this general buy them at whatever price, because a rising tide is going to lift all boats. This is an example, and we'll get into the details, but this is an example that proves that is not always the case.
Nice. Well, let's get stuck into it. So this is, I guess, with the context of what has happened in the US, with a big focus on the US. So over, as Ren said, about 5 years ago, in 2018, the US Supreme Court changed the law that had banned sports betting as unconstitutional and turned it over to the states to make their own decisions.
Yes. Yeah.
And so at that point in time, for the previous 25 years, all states other than Nevada had that federal ban on sports betting. But after that decision, they could decide what course they wanted to take.
Yes. Interesting that Nevada, Las Vegas, didn't get that banned, but good on. Anyway, yeah, so 2018, it's up to the states. That's what the Supreme Court says. The federal government can't regulate sports betting. And so every state can then chart its own course. At this point, 38 states of the 50 as well as Washington, D.C., which isn't a state, have legalized sports betting. So the majority of states have legalized. The three most populous states, Florida, Texas, and California, are yet to legalize. And so that means that 57% of the US population now has access to legal sports books.
So does this actually mean if you live in California and you pop across the border, you can bet?
Yeah,
or is it if you're a your state is California, your home state, you can't anywhere?
No. This is the same with almost every law. It regulates conduct in the territory.
Yeah. That's, so you download the apps and just nip across the
border.
Yeah.
That's why for 25 years people could go to Vegas and bet legally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So here is the most unsurprising thing of them all. In the 5 years since, it has become massive.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably, and maybe people can think of another example, but in terms of 0 to 5 years, one of the fastest growing industries we've ever seen. And you could nitpick and say, well, didn't actually start at zero because there was a massive illegal gambling industry. Sure. But in terms of the legal industry, as we go through these numbers, try and think if there's another one that's grown as quickly.
Okay.
I mean, AI in terms of just market value, but that's not real. That's not revenue is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs estimates that today it's a $10 billion a year business, and that's $10 billion a year in revenue in the US alone.
Yeah.
Because a lot more than $10 billion is bet. Estimates are, this is from the AFR, the Financial Review, that this year's Super Bowl in the US alone, more than $23 billion was gambled on the game.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't even include the world's superpower of betting, Australia.
We're gonna get to some Australian facts that will make us sad.
I don't want to see them. I know what they're going to be.
Well, how about I give you one?
Okay.
So $10 billion in revenue. Mm-hmm. To be specific, $9.6 billion was from another source I found. In the US, that works out to be about $29 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my math, divided by 333.3 million people. $29 per person. The US is already the second biggest gambling market in terms of revenue, $9.6 billion. The third biggest is the UK,
mm-hmm.
$4.6 billion. Mm-hmm. So there's daylight between second and third. The UK, $4.6 billion, based on their population, works out to be $69 per person.
Yeah.
So that's more than the US's $29 per person.
Yeah.
No prizes for guessing who's number one.
No, Australia.
Australia. And this isn't per capita. This is just straight up bookie revenue. $9.8 billion US dollars in revenue, which works out to be $377 per person.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We have a gambling problem.
We have a gambling.
Yes.
And whether or not we ban gambling, well, I'm not think we're there, but ban gambling ads.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
No one needs gambling ads.
That's a whole nother thing.
Anyway, let's get back to it. So that's the US today, 5 years in.
Yeah.
The second most unsurprising thing is that the growth isn't finished. The growth is potentially
5 years in.
Yeah, it's potentially going to only accelerate as things become more normalized and more states legalized. Statista forecast it'll be $17 billion by 2029. And Goldman Sachs estimate the market will be worth $45 billion a year when it's mature. Now, they didn't give a year when they estimate it will be mature, but I sort of inferred from what I was reading that it's when all states have legalized and, the market's sort of fully penetrated, or penetrated to the extent that is sort of, when a lot of the growth is already there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So $45 billion a year is where they think it will get to. $10 billion a year is where it's at now. So there's a bit of growth to go.
That's the sad part about it is that, there is an overwhelming part of the population, same in Australia, that just shouldn't be gambling full stop, and they're the ones that are likely to be sucked into this.
Well, let me jump ahead, because here's another fact I wanted to do. I wanted to do a quick aside about Australia, because this is a really sad stat. So Michelle Rowlands, the Minister for Communications in the Albanese government, has said, quote, "We know that some 15 to 20% of online wagering is currently done with credit cards."
Wow. There you go.
And so there, the Albanese government is looking to ban betting and funding betting accounts with credit cards, which is so good.
Mm.
Do it. today.
Payday loans in the US. They'll like. I just feel like the credit structure in the States, this is just complete, just finger in the air vibe, but like their credit structure over there seems not less regulated, but a lot more people get in trouble.
It's because definitely less regulated.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, because of the products that are available for
100%,
people on credit.
100%. Yeah. The idea that up to 1 in 5 bets are being done with a credit card in Australia, stop doing that.
So does that mean the apps, you can load your credit card as the main source of payment?
Well, according to this, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Because also then would you get stung with a cash advance? Or it would, no, it would just count as a transaction.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
we're not talking about Australia, but pass that law. We will lobby for that law if we need to. Let's go back to the US though, because in the long list of dystopian and depressing facts as we set up this sports betting episode, how's this quote from Goldman analyst Noah Naprast? Mm-hmm. Quote, "The future of sports betting is the convergence of media and sports and betting. You're watching a basketball game in your betting app and a player is about to take a free throw. The odds that he or she make it pop up on the screen and the app asks, do you want to make this bet or not? That's where the industry is heading."
I can see it. It's not ideal.
All that I think is like every single set shot for goal in AFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
They already put up the heat map of like where they kick him, and now it's like,
yeah, X percentage, you know, he's kicked this 8 times from this position. I can see that. I can also see it playing out well with Apple Pros.
Oh god.
Wow.
Yeah. So look,
it's because all these gambling companies also have such ridiculous like the money that they pay to sports, like the AFL, NRL, like they are just so in the pockets of these companies or these organizations that you can see how that convergence would so easily play out.
Yeah, 100%. We did an episode on The Dive last year. I'll include it in the show notes for this episode, where we spoke about the different ways that the sports leagues make money from gambling, because there's obviously like advertising and some that you'd expect. But the one that surprised everyone, it came out in an Australian Senate inquiry, is that they actually get a cut of the gross wagering on a sport.
That blew my mind.
So like the more money that is bet on the AFL, the more money the AFL get from sports bet.
There is zero incentive for them to ban gambling apps.
Well, it's the opposite. There's an incentive for them to drive volume
put on Mr. Brown, what's his first name?
Nathan Brown. Follow track my Brown if you want to see.
It's just anyway, we sidetrack.
Yeah, so we'll include that link in the show notes. But I think, look, let's pause there and say that's sort of the industry summary. Now, if we get into the companies, there were a lot of Australian companies that had a lot of hope early days of really making their mark in the US.
PointsBet? I think
PointsBet is the one that really comes to mind.
Yeah.
They signed that big deal with NBC, worth like hundreds of millions of dollars a year in free advertising, and they were going to push into the US. They do their ads with Shaq and stuff like that. Like they were going hard. And there were a few others that tried to get into the industry as well. So let's take a quick break here, and then on the other side, let's fast forward 5 years and say today, how have these companies made it, and what is the market structure and investment opportunity look like over in the US?
Okay, well, I'm just going to have a quick aside here. I haven't looked at the PointsBet stock.
Yeah.
I remembered though it IPO'd around $2. So I'm going to be interested to see where it's gone from there.
And it shot up after this NBC announcement.
Yeah.
I think it got into the teens.
Oh, wow.
So without having looked at the share price, it IPO'd around $2, got into the teens on the back of this US news. Just where do you think it is today?
Well, I know you're winding me up for it's gone down. I probably would have at the top said that it's up because of the nature of what's going on. Yeah, because of the huge amount of money it's pouring in. I'm going to say it's going to be $5.
Okay, after the break, I'll reveal.
Nice.
Mom mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Equity Mates. Today we are doing an industry deep dive. We are taking a look at the world of sports betting, but particularly the US, because 5 years ago it was left to the states and started to get legalized, and there was a lot of excitement at the time. But we realized that we hadn't really heard a lot about it recently, and so we wanted to check in. And one of the companies that was driving the excitement here in Australia was PointsBet. They signed a massive deal with NBC Universal. They were going to make their mark in the US. They ran from $2 to, almost $14, $15 in 2020 and 2021. Before the break, Bryce guessed where they were today.
Yeah, I haven't looked at this stock.
You said $5?
Yeah.
80 cents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So they've more than halved their IPO price.
Yes. And this is the takeaway.
Wow. What's that down from their peak? Like 90-something percent?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this was the takeaway that I
Why?
Had. Well, we'll get into it. But, you know, this is the classic example, and this is the broadly applicable investing lesson. The rising tide does not lift all boats. It only lifts the best boats.
They obviously
generally.
Just have no market share.
Yes. Well, yes.
That's the crux of it.
Well, I mean, if you want me to give you the answer now, they actually pulled out of the US because they couldn't make it over there. Yeah.
Because the money these companies spend on advertising is ridiculous.
Where we will get to is there's an illusion of choice in this industry, but it is really just a few big, deep-pocketed global players, which you can invest in.
Great. Well, let's have a look at it. So when we're looking at this industry, like most industries, we can go down the individual stock route or we can buy some ETFs.
Yeah.
So let's start with the individual stocks and the companies that are leading the charge and have some pretty significant market share. And the first one and the leader in the space, Ren, is FanDuel with 43% market share. They're owned by Flutter, which is listed on the London Stock Exchange, ticker FLTR, which we've spoken about on the show before.
Yeah, and we will certainly speak about later in this episode. So FanDuel number one and DraftKings number two, 25% of the market. They're listed in their own right on the NASDAQ. Now, FanDuel and DraftKings, this is probably going to test your US sports knowledge. Are you familiar with them?
DraftKings, for some reason, like, what do you mean, US sports knowledge?
So they weren't sports books originally. They were daily fantasy sites.
Yeah, DraftKings was basketball.
Well, they're all sports, all US sports. But this, you know, like NFL fantasy, AFL fantasy, where you like build a team and then you compete against someone else who's built their team.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's based on the stats of the players.
That's how
that round. Yeah, so these two companies got a head start in the US because daily fantasy was this kind of legal loophole that they were able to like slice in through. Mm. And at first there was no money, but then they started having like prizes and you could pay to play, but it was fantasy, it wasn't betting.
Mm.
And so they sort of built their market share through that. And since this legalization wave has happened, they've now got the biggest sports books as well.
Well, 43% market share is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So those are the top two. Then there's BetMGM, which has 10% market share. They're owned by MGM Resorts and Entain Holdings, listed on the London Stock Exchange. And then Caesars is the fourth at 8%, owned by Caesars Entertainment, NASDAQ ticker CZR. And then all the other remaining take 14%. of the market.
So if we just pause on 3 and 4, though, again, there's like a commonality.
Resorts.
MGM and Caesars.
Yeah.
They were casinos and they ran their own sports books in the casinos. And so, again, it's like these companies that had head starts in the US, that had some brand recognition in the US and that were adjacent to the sports book industry, have been the biggest winners.
Yeah.
So FanDuel and DraftKings 1 and 2, BetMGM and Caesars 3 and 4, and then a long tail after that. So I think that's really the starting point for the industry. And that's why companies like PointsBet and have found it so hard to
cut
it.
Yeah.
Because they have to enter a market, establish themselves, get through the legal regulations, and then build a brand.
Start from zero.
Also, side note, because it's a state-by-state regulatory process, you have to go state by state.
Oh, wow.
And so there's another Aussie betting company, Bluebet, that is pushing into the US at the moment, and literally they go state by state. They started in Iowa, got approval there, and then they went to Colorado and got approval there, then Louisiana, got approval there, and now they're looking at one other state that I don't have, but like the lawyers would be busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So those are the main players. As a side note, in Australia, Sportsbet has a dominant 48% market share for online betting, according to the AFR in 2002, which is almost double the market share of the next in line, which is Tab. I would not have put Tab down as the next in line.
Really?
At 25%. No, I'm not. I don't really engage with a lot of these brands, but I would have put it as what's the other one that's always on TV? Sportsbet, Tab, and I can't even remember it. So it must
PointsBet.
No. The red
Bet 365.
One. It has red in the title.
Ladbrokes.
Ladbrokes. Yeah. Anyway, and surprise, surprise, Flutter, they own Sportsbet as well. So I mean, if you're looking at the global player here, it really seems to be Flutter with ownership of FanDuel and Sportsbet.
Yeah, here's the Flutter, just from Sportsbet alone, made $2.5 billion AUD in 2022 and an operating profit of $750 million on that.
Wow.
Pretty good margins in the old sports betting game.
So what about the Aussie companies, Ren?
Yeah, so there's a few that had a crack at the US.
Yeah.
PointsBet, we've spoken about, PBH. They decided, that's their ticker, PBH. They decided to cut their losses and sell its US assets to a Florida-based company, Fanatics. They made about between 200 and 300 mil about on that. And they basically said, we can't compete. It's too expensive. It's too hard. Tabcorp, they have pushed a little bit into the US through owning 20% of Dabble, which is an Aussie company taking bets in the US. It's a fantasy sports platform that's trying to slide into this legal loophole as well.
Why bother now, though, when it's legal?
Well, because if you slide into the fantasy legal loophole, you don't have to go state by state.
Gotcha.
But what? So Dabble let you bet on like the fantasy thing. So you can bet, like, take the Super Bowl. You can't bet on who's going to win, the Kansas City Chiefs or the 49ers, but you can bet on individual player stats.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce to get 2 touchdowns, Patrick Mahomes to score for 300, throw for 300 yards. So that's Tabcorp. They're kind of pushing through that. BetMakers is an Aussie company that they sort of provide the back-end technology, especially for racing. They are powering some bookies over in the US. They've got some big contracts in New Jersey, so they're sort of there, but yeah, in a different way. And then finally, Bluebet, who we mentioned. So they're in 3 states. Oh yeah, Indiana is the next one on the list. So that's going to be their 4th state. They use the brand name ClutchBet over in the US, and they're also looking at offering sportsbook as a service, I guess, to white label and expand that way. So I think they're some of the Aussie companies still trying.
Good luck.
Good luck.
So to close out individuals, you've got some listed in London. You've got Flutter and Entain Holdings. You've got the resorts. You've got MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment, who own some of the big players, and then obviously the Aussie guys. But if you're looking to really get the top, the creme de la creme in the US, you're not looking at these Aussie guys.
No, yeah. No. Now, there are a few ETFs that track sports betting. These are listed in the US because obviously we're talking about the US in this episode. So there's three, VanEck Gaming ETF, Roundhill Sports Betting and iGaming ETF, and then Pacer Blue Star Digital Entertainment ETF. And what we've done is just pulled out the top five holdings for each of them because you can start to see there's some pretty common names. So the VanEck one, Las Vegas Sands, which is a casino, Flutter, we spoke about, DraftKings, we've spoken about, Vici Properties, which is the property assets of Caesars Entertainment, and then Evolution AB, a gaming company. Roundhill, Flutter, DraftKings, Evolution AB, Kindred Group, and Entain.
So pretty similar.
And then finally, Pacer Blue Star Digital Entertainment. I think this ETF's a little bit broader. Tencent, top of the list. DraftKings, Evolution AB, Flutter, and then the French lottery, La Française des Jeux SA. Don't know if I pronounced that right.
My thing with these ETFs, though, really, it's pretty clear who the winners are at the moment. And I'd probably just be backing in a couple of those.
Yeah,
yeah, I wouldn't want all the remaining 14% that come in dribs and drabs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think where I started with the broad investing lesson is a rising tide doesn't lift all boats. Mm. All these thematic ETFs play on that idea.
Mm.
You don't have to pick a winner. The overall category is going to grow. Own the whole category and the rising tide will lift all boats. That hasn't really been the case here. There's been some pretty clear winners that you could have picked, and we'll close with who I think those have been. But you look at it over and over again, and the same thing plays out. Like the other classic example in our investing lives, marijuana.
Yes.
Marijuana was getting legalized. Everyone was like, a rising tide is going to lift all boats. That people were jumping on marijuana ETFs or just buying marijuana stocks willy-nilly.
Mm.
The rising tide, the tide has certainly risen.
Mm.
It did not lift all boats.
Yeah, I think there were a few other things with marijuana. No one really knew where it was going. Like product, supplier, supply chain, like, and those ETFs had all of that in there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just a bit of a mishmash when all it seems to have all gone up in smoke.
Mm. Pun intended. but it just gives me pause when, you know, like we're going to see a whole bunch of AI ETFs come out.
Already are, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch in like the nuclear space and uranium and all of that. And it's like, nuclear is actually a classic example. I think it's pretty undeniable. Or hydrogen's another one. Some of these clean energy thematics, I think it's pretty undeniable they're going to play more and more of a role in our energy mix as we decarbonize. Undeniable. But the idea that like every hydrogen player now or every nuclear player now is equally going to benefit from that is just not true.
Mm.
And so I think you've just got to be mindful with these thematic ETFs.
Mm.
That is the theme. Is it going to broadly drive a rising tide lifting all boats? Or is it actually just going to be more money to some of the best players?
Yeah.
Because in this instance, as we close out this episode, I think it's undeniable that it has been more money to a few of the best players.
Mm.
And in my personal opinion, not investing advice, there's two clear standouts in terms of best players. They're both London-based, London-listed. It's Flutter and Entain.
Okay.
I said earlier there's an illusion of choice in this industry. Here's some of the brands that Flutter owns. FanDuel, biggest in the US. Sportsbet, biggest in Australia. Paddy Power, not the biggest in the UK. I think Bet365 is the biggest, but it's right up there. Sky Betting, Betfair, MaxBet, and a whole bunch of other ones that I couldn't be bothered to list.
Huge.
So again, it's like they just have all these different players in all these different markets.
Yeah.
They're massive. And then Entain, Ladbrokes, Coral, BetMGM, Tab New Zealand, Eurobet, Sportingbet, Bwin, STS, BetCity, Supersport, the list goes on. It's these like giant gambling
conglomerates.
Well, giant sports betting conglomerates that PointsBet said they didn't have the firepower to compete in such a competitive market, these are the ones that have been outgunning everyone else.
Well, it's been crazy to see what's happened in the last 5 years. If what was the quote from Goldman, that they reckon it'll be a $45 billion industry when it's mature, so we're almost five times from where it is now, which is pretty crazy. Hopefully we get some reform, though, here in Australia to bring that $377 per person down, because it's certainly not good for society. But look, that brings us to the end of
It's just banning ads. Like, banning ads feels...
It's a good place to start.
Like, even if people love punting, why do you need the ads?
Yeah.
Ban the ads.
Anyway, if you have an industry that you'd like us to do a deep dive on, hit us up at equitymates.com/contact. As Ren said at the top, this is something we know you guys want to hear more of. So we have some spots across the second half of the year to do more industry deep dives. So we'd love to hear from you. But that brings us to the end of our episode today. If you could rate and review on your podcast app as well, we would really appreciate it. But Ren, always good chatting stocks. We'll pick it up next episode.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540-697.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.